Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
A rather common sight across North Dakota during the summer months is a large hawk with broad wings and a wide, rounded tail soaring high overhead. Although there may be other species, the odds are good that it would be a Swainson's, red-tailed, or ferruginous hawk. These three hawks are of a type referred to as a budio. Budios may be characterized as large hawks with broad wings and wide, rounded tails. They're often observed soaring high overhead in a rather circular fashion. All three species are rather close in size, having a wingspan of around 4 feet or so, and a length around 2 feet, with the ferruginous hawk generally regarded as the largest budio. Their prey items are also similar, largely consisting of small mammals, such as ground squirrels, mice, and rabbits. The red-tailed hawk ranges over much of North America. In North Dakota, they may be observed over much of the state, but probably more frequently north and east of the Missouri River. It's a species of areas with a mixture of native prairie and or cropland with some wooded areas, and typically nests in large trees. As the name indicates, it has a broad and distinctively red tail that is a key characteristic in identification. The Swainson's hawk is named for British naturalist William Swainson. It's a species of western North America and may also be observed over much of the state, particularly in open prairie with a few trees for nesting. Swainson's hawks can be easily distinguished from the other budios by their dark, rusty brown bib or breastband above a light-colored underside. They, too, are often observed high overhead searching for their prey. The ferruginous hawk, Budio regalis, the regal one, is the largest North American hawk. Ferruginous means rust-colored and is a reference to their reddish legs and back. They may be easily identified overhead by their light undersides and reddish-colored thighs, which forms a distinctive rusty red V. Unlike other hawks, ferruginous hawks are known to construct nests on the ground. So be on the lookout for these interesting hawks soaring overhead this summer. I put links to more information on these hawks, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.